Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio by a couple of fine ladies from Cornerstone Alliance. First, we have Stephanie Scott Sims, the director entrepreneurship and placemaking at Cornerstone Alliance. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Ray.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You've got a great smile. You brighten the whole room.
Oh, thank you. It's
appreciate that.
Good to have it on a rainy day like
this. Yeah, I know. So, we're here to talk about an event coming up on not till May 1st, but we want to get people some heads up on this, the Small Business Day. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to find out a little bit more about, well, we all know about Cornerstone Alliance, but the Women's Business Center, and you brought a guest in also to help with our conversation.
I did. I have Debelsa Mata Garcia here, and she is our Women's Business Center Associate.
And she cringed when you said that name. Did she say it right?
She said it perfect.
Perfectly. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we had that we said it right. So how are you?
I'm doing great.
You got a great smile, too.
Oh,
so,
thank
yeah,
you so much.
Thank you. You guys are full of energy, and I love it. So tell me, between the two of you then, tell me about the Women's Business Center at Cornerstone Alliance. What's that all about, in case people are not quite familiar with it?
Sure. Well, our Women's Business Center is it's a partnership with the Small Business Administration,
sure,
which we're funded partially through. We provide business counseling, workshops, training, education, mentoring, resources to small business owners as well as aspiring entrepreneurs. And we have a focus on women, mm-hmm, veterans, and other populations who have historically been have had difficulties getting financed through traditional lending institutions.
Right, right. It's sad, but it's true that that does happen. It's getting better, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But it still does happen, and that is unfortunate. So that's why we're fortunate to have the Women's Business Center. How long have you been involved in this?
I've been with Cornerstone now since October of last year.
Okay.
So a little less than a year.
Were you doing work similar to this prior to coming on to Cornerstone?
Prior to this, I was actually the Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Benton Harbor.
Okay, that's where I know you from.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah. How about you, Debelsa? How long have you been involved with this?
I have been with the Women's Business Center for 5 years now.
Okay.
And although Stephanie has been here a short time, she has picked up quick, and she's been a great addition to our team, and we are very fortunate to have her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, all right. So we've got what we call Small Business Day 2019 coming up on May 1st. Tell us about the Small Business Day. Is this the first year that this has taken place? Seems to me I remember something about it last year.
Yeah, this is our second year.
Okay.
Yes. Last year, we just saw great success in our Small Business Day. When we surveyed the guests that came in, everybody wanted more, and they've been asking when are you going to do it again? You know, so we're Margaret and I spoke, and which is my other counterpart, and we're like, you know, they want more, so let's put it together again, and add some more classes to it.
Okay, so you started last year, and kind of do a quick little recap of last year and then what you've added for this year. I mean, what were some of the classes that you offered last year that you're bringing back this year, and what have you added to it?
So some of the classes that we did last year were how to use Business Model Canvas, and that's a business planning tool. We had accounting tools for small businesses. We had attorneys come in and talk about how to legitimize the business. We had social media experts. We had other individuals who spoke about crowdfunding. And all those individuals they had such a great time,
yeah,
and they agreed to come back. But we have added some classes.
Now, was this, you added some at the request because you asked, people asked you, could we do this? Could you do this again this year? And here's some, did you get some feedback? In other words, here's some additional things. Did you take that feedback, I would guess, right? And recommendations?
We got some feedback. And also, so during the year, although we plan these events, we still meet with clients on a one-on-one basis. Every day. And so every day we hear our clients out and they've added, when are you going to have this class? So from those questions from our clients stem the classes and seeking out subject matter experts to put Small Business Day together. So Small Business Day is for individuals who are looking to start, grow, and expand a business.
Mm-hmm.
And we set it up in a form where they there's several breakout sessions. This time around, we have 24 breakout sessions.
Wow.
So there's two sessions in the morning. We have lunch, and then there's two more sessions. But they have four options at every session to pick out where they fit in, what their needs are. And even though they can't make every session, the facilitators are around all day and they can pick up a card, and the facilitators have expressed that they would be available for anybody who is referred by the Women's Business Center.
Yeah, kind of going back to what you said, meeting one-on-one, that's an opportunity for them, for people attending to be able to do that and set up those meetings. Yeah, Stephanie?
Yeah. And Ray, I'd just like to add that we've also developed some more courses based on just some of the things that are going on here in Michigan that may affect small business owners, such as one of our sessions is going to be on marijuana and the marijuana laws and how they affect employers.
I didn't think about that, but that's an important, that's a hot topic, so to speak, because, you know, how do employers deal with that? If you've got an employee that comes in high or something, you know, what's the policy? How do you deal with something like that?
Exactly. And we've also added another class. We have the St. Joe Police Department coming in, and they're going to be facilitating a conversation on workplace violence and how to deal with, when you're dealing with layoffs or firing of employees, sure, and how to deal with violence within the workplace as well.
Unfortunately, those types of things do happen from time to time as well, and it's better to have a plan in place for something like that than to have, in the event that something does happen, to catch you off guard. That's important. So when you started this last year, before, as you were planning for the one last year, did you model it from somewhere else or just come up with the idea on your own? Is it a model that other parts of the state or the country are doing, to your knowledge?
Actually, we were invited from our partners from SCORE. SCORE is a group of retired business owners who now volunteer their time for free.
Mm-hmm.
And we attended their Entrepreneurship Day in Kalamazoo. And so we looked around the room and it was individuals from that area, from Kalamazoo, but we didn't have anything like it in our service area. And our service area covers Barrie and Cass and Van Buren.
I was just about to ask you that.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as we were eating lunch, Margaret and I said, hey, we could totally do this.
Yeah.
And take it back home. And so we did. And so we went into it thinking, well, let's see how this works out. And it did. And it's great to see that our clients want more.
Yeah. Yeah. Some good positive feedback. So again, if you're just joining us, talking with Stephanie Scott Sims and Dubelsa Mata Garcia, working on the accent there, from Cornerstone Alliance, talking about the Women's Business Center at Cornerstone Alliance, the Small Business Day coming up on May 1st. So, and I want to talk in a minute here, Stephanie and Dubelsa, a little bit about some other upcoming classes and events as well. But for more information on the Small Business Day coming up on May 1st, how can someone find out more information about that?
Individuals are encouraged to visit our website at www.cornerstonewbc.com/calendar. And in our calendar, they're able to see all the classes that we have going on. They can check out all the breakout sessions if they go to the Small Business Day link. There, when they sign up, they can pre-select what classes they're interested in and check out everything else we have going on.
Is there a fee, a charge for this, to do this?
Yes. The cost of the full day sessions and also lunch, and also have our listen to our keynote speakers the day of the event mm-hmm. is $75. And if there's any questions or concerns, they can call us at 269-757-0225. And
get all your questions answered, or right. or you could probably stop by the office too, I would guess,
oh,
right?
Yes, yep. Yes,
and that's
absolutely.
At
80 West Main Street, Benton Harbor.
I knew that, but I just wanted to see if you did. No, I'm kidding. So it's like trying to remember your own phone number. You don't always remember the exact address. I know where I know how to get to work every day. I'd ask me the address. I'm not quite sure.
That's
so again,
right.
the website for more information on the Small Business Day.
CornerstoneWBC.com/calendar.
Okay. Now, we've got some other events and classes and events taking place as well that I want to take. We've got about another minute here to kind of outline some of those.
Sure. We're right now, we're actually in the process of developing our class schedule for the upcoming year. And so in September, we'll start our new class year, which sure. we'll be doing QuickBooks, classes on QuickBooks again. We'll do our Fundamentals of Marketing class as well, which these are series of classes that help individuals with marketing and accounting.
Awesome. So again, more information, throw out the website one more time.
www.cornerstonewbc.com/calendar.
Awesome. Some great information. Stephanie Scott Sims and Dubelsa Mata Garcia from Cornerstone Alliance. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.